Because we're counting now, motherfuckers.
Your mother sucks a dick.
Only one?
At a time. Look, she's only got such a wide mouth.
Anyway, we're playing the game that is 30% redacted and 60% not there in the first place.
Wow.
We're, of course, speaking of Lacuna.
For those of you who don't know what Lacuna is, Google search it, fuckers.
Actually, I think it's the blue city or the girl or something.
Now, here is the last chapter of the book.
Really?
Yeah.
It is full of scribbles and spiders.
More of the book gets blacked out as you go along through it. It
looks like a madman's diary.
Kind of. Anyway, yes, it is. The game we're playing is Lacuna Part 1, The Creation of the Mystery and the Girl from Blue City, Second Attempt. That is the full title.
Because indie games don't have to be pretentious.
But they get indie cred if they are.
Bonus points.
So, I'm a mild liar. You guys each need percentile dice for the moment. You will not need them after character creation.
Percentile!
I don't have any percentile dice there.
Percentile!
Here you go.
I can use my
card.
Yeah,
I thought you said
mine.
You didn't have it.
No, I mean, they're. I don't have them separate from
okay.
a set of dice. I'm just a stickler like that.
No,
cool, so starting with Devin, clockwise.
Sure.
Roll once.
Percentile?
Yes.
55.
Your designation is Agent Mercer. Stuart.
39.
You are Agent Graves.
64.
You are Agent Purcell.
40.
You are Agent Hacker.
Sweet.
34?
No, that applies to your computer skills or your skills
Fowler.
With a knife. No one knows.
Really?
What is his agent name?
Agent Fowler.
Nice.
Fowler?
And he's already thrown his first die into the jar. I don't know what that means, but it's probably not good.
You all have blue level clearance. So you know. Now, for your three attributes, you have two ways to do this. They can all be three, or they can be two, three, and four. Take your pick.
Sure, what are the three attributes again?
Force, instinct, and access.
Force 3, instinct 4, access 2. Actually,
force.
You know what? Hold on.
Force 2, instinct 4, access 3.
Access 4, instinct 2, force 3.
Force 4, instinct 3, access 2.
Okay, is there a 4 in everything right now?
You know what? Fuck it. 3, 3, 3 for me, because everybody else is just going to get fucked up. Because
that's what I was thinking. 3, 3, 3.
3, 3, 3.
And each of you have a special talent. Related to either your ability to force, instinct, or access. Those of you who have a talent related to force will be either aggressive, athletic, or strategic. Those of you with a talent in instinct will be investigative, communicative, or intuitive. And those of you with a talent in access will have skill in logistics, intelligence, or navigation. Take your pick. One.
I am aggressive.
Investigative.
I got a talent in logistics.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with athletic.
Communicative.
Excellent. And each of you had a mentor. Roll 2d10.
Sorry, percentile or 2d10?
2d10.
1 and 3.
You were trained by Senior Agent Chambers. Killed in action last year.
8 and 5.
Total.
Oh, 13.
Oh, total?
Yes.
Sorry, 4.
Yeah, I added it 40.
I'm sorry, I wasn't sure if I said 31 or 13 or what.
You want down that energy thing yet?
You were trained by Senior Instructor Snyder. Is currently an active agent. We'll get back to what all this means in a minute here. Mike?
10.
10. You were also trained by Senior Instructor Snyder.
7.
Special Agent Miner, who is missing in action, trained you.
Okay. Three.
Agent Gardner trained you.
Gardner?
Yes. He was killed in action 2 years ago, actually.
That's never a good sign when your mentor actually dies in action.
Yeah. 2 years ago. Okay.
Kittens.
Kittens? Did you just say kittens?
Okay. So, those trained by Special Agent Gardner were either taught achievement or skills.
Achievement or skills?
Yes.
I'm going to go with achievements.
This book is hard to read.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the only one by Gardner?
Mm-hmm. Those trained by Senior Agent Chambers have either training or assets. Those trained by Miner have either endurance or cover. And those trained by Snyder have either meditation or skills.
Skills. You got skills.
Meditation.
Skills, bitch.
Endurance.
Got training.
Skills, bro. Yeah, even when it comes out of my mouth, that sounds so lame.
I got skills. They're multiplying. No, wait, this isn't part of the world.
You know, when you say it like that, it just makes you look whiter, right?
Dude, you realize there is no force on Earth that is whiter than me, right? I could come up against Carlton, I'd still come out on top. No.
Well.
Yeah.
No, I believe that Aaron has more street cred than Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
dude, that's slightly
that's
wrong.
That's just because he can, I've seen him make fun of black people. They get angry at him, and he manages to turn it around.
Really?
He's done it like 3 times.
Really? Only? Well, I might
have
more street cred than
me.
It's only happened
with me
three
right
times.
There.
Sorry, did that slightly incorrectly. Those trained by Agent Gardner have achievement. Those trained by Chambers have training. Those trained by Miner have endurance. And those trained by Snyder have meditation.
No.
Doesn't change a thing.
Meditation is not something I'm personally good at.
In any event, meditation, if you have a commendation point, you can spend that to reduce your heart rate. If you have training, you subtract 10 beats per minute from your resting heart rate. If you have achievement, you start with a commendation point before each mission. And if you have endurance, you may extend your target heart rate by 5 beats per minute in either direction. Now that we got that. Medical history. Your age. Each of you jot down your age on the sheet. Okay. So, each of your age in order.
23.
Your maximum heart rate is 197 beats per minute. Your target is 100 to 150.
Okay.
29.
191 beats per minute is your max. 98 to 146 beats per minute is your target.
27.
193 is your max. 98 through 146 is your target.
What was that? 98
through 146.
18.
What was the max for you?
200 is your max. 100 through 150 is your target.
What was the max for 27?
193.
193 and
98,
146.
Indeed. Training reduces your resting heart rate by 10.
Oof. Sorry, resting heart rate?
Resting heart rate for all of you is 70.
Okay, except for me.
Except for those who have training. Endurance expands your target heart range by 5 beats in both directions. Good to go?
Mm-hmm.
Endurance extends which heart rate by 5 in each target? Or?
Max, target.
Okay.
In 5 in both directions.
Okay.
So you're starting at your resting heart rate?
This game's pretty much Inception, isn't it?
Worse.
Except without the fun.
Except he's not going to slow down some French chick singing.
And we're all not going to fall off a bridge.
Just going to screech like a pterodactyl occasionally.
Now, if you can hold that out for like half an hour, I'm impressed.
Then after that, you're going to measure our heart rates personally. Well, that's what I would do. Actually, it's a good roleplay.
Agents, you are to seek out the hostile personality inhabiting John Tigert, a convicted mass murderer, and eliminate the hostile personality using your Lacuna device. Each of you are given one. In order to activate the Lacuna device, simply attach to the target, turn clockwise 45 degrees, and cover your ears. Tigert was last seen in the hotel district of Blue City. Good luck. Roll access. As we put you under.
How do we roll access?
Dice equal to number.
And we add them all
together. Total?
Mm-hmm.
8.
4.
8.
9. 14.
So
15.
Yeah.
what was our roll to succeed?
Roll access.
Oh, you stopped.
D6 equal to your access.
D6.
Oh.
Roll. You only have one access.
I've only got access of 3.
So roll
so
a number of dice equal to your
access.
Ah. Roll. Aiming high or low?
High.
1 success.
Right.
Sorry, total. Then the dice.
The sum.
6.
And sorry, we got 8, 4,
6,
15,
8.
And sorry, your name again is?
Oh, my character's name?
Yes.
Hacker.
Agent Hacker. You open your eyes in the hotel district.
Uh huh.
The rest of you aren't entirely certain where you are. It looks quite strange. And you're not exactly together.
Unfortunately.
You two are.
Okay.
You're in the carnival. You recognize that fairly rapidly. And you're alone in the hotel. The maitre d' walks by. Does not notice you.
You haven't told me where I am. I'm waiting.
That's all the answer you...
Wow. What's scared?
Where are you?
I'm in the sewer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It really is. It smells down here.
It's quite dark, too.
And I don't recognize any of the people. I hope those are people.
And it's raining softly.
Okay.
In the sewer?
Yep.
Wow. I'm really glad
for
I'm
all of you,
right.
Except for you in the hotel.
In the hotel.
You had
right.
to go
Can
before
I go
you
something?
Went in, didn't you?
What was that, Steve?
I'd like to get up and start investigating things. Look for clues as to the whereabouts of this crazy mass murderer. The beads of sweat you're seeing right now, they're normal.
What do you have to?
I'm rifling through my pockets looking for something.
What are you looking for?
A wanted poster.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Can somebody pass me a sheet of paper?
Oh, man.
It's not our character sheet.
It might get awkward fast.
I'm going to assume this involves a roll at some point.
Yes, but with what? You've got to ask yourself that, with what?
Do I? Really?
Well,
that seems like a sort of thing I would know the answer to.
No, it seems like the sort of thing you should know the answer to.
Aaron, I think you already broke him.
I know, to be fair, Aaron was just the channel through which Lacuna worked.
Lacuna doesn't work, it grows.
Like a tumor.
It's an old tumor.
Like a tumor. Yeah. Because tumors are just that much fun.
There's something to be said about being a grower.
Christine, you're awesome.
I want to say something about that, but it might sound crude right now.
Did you just hear what I said?
Yes.
So, you guys.
Crude?
Yeah, that's about
what
I was looking for.
Sort of crude and arrogant.
There should be a door around the door. Apparently
I'm broke.
In the sewer.
Where? No.
We don't know where we are.
We don't know where we are?
Actually, I'm not surprised.
Smells like rotten meat.
It's always the person who least suspect.
I try and find a familiar landmark. Smells like rotten meat.
Alright, I'm going to get out of the hotel room.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going...
What do I see?
Out onto the street, you see Mel's Diner, actually, just across the street.
Cool. Can I go into that?
Now you're in the rain. Absolutely.
Sure. Do I have something to cover myself from the rain? Wait a minute. I'm a figmentation. What do I care?
You could requisition an umbrella.
Cool.
You'll need a phone.
Huh?
You'll need a phone.
I don't have a phone, do I?
Not on hand. There's a payphone which is outside of Mel's Diner, though.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'm going to kind of move away from that rotting meat smell. It's got to be a fresher...
I'm going to go over to that phone booth. Or payphone or whatever.
Heads up the block.
Hmm? Damn, do I need money? If I need money, I'm
sure.
Going to be a little mad.
Buying cotton candy.
Buying cotton candy.
Buying
quite distracted by the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like cotton candy anyway.
No, I'm not going to eat it.
Jot it down.
I have plans for it.
So I'm going over to that phone booth.
A black car cuts you off. Drives by.
Okay.
Almost runs over you. Not quite, though.
Can I give the finger to the guy that actually passed by?
He's gone.
Okay, well, that's great.
You got your wanted poster in the sewer?
I'll put it on the wall and see if anybody stops to look at it. Anything stops to look at it.
Yeah, a passing gentleman. Seen him before.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Have you seen the man on that poster?
Roll instinct.
Communicative? Does that help with anything?
Yeah, if you fail.
14.
14. Room 436.
You're
and he walks off and pushes the side of the wall and steps into the elevator room.
I follow.
I'll continue on to the phone booth.
Okay, phone booth.
Cool. I'll pick the phone up, reposition myself, and umbrella.
Roll access.
Yes. Not so sweet. 10.
What's your talent again?
Logistics.
Roll an extra d6.
So that'll put it up to 14.
Add 14 to your heart rate. Add 14 to your heart rate.
What?
Haven't made any of you roll dice yet, outside of the initial access roll?
No.
I rolled dice.
What'd you get again?
6.
Add 6 to your heart rate.
Yay!
So, sorry, you,
got myself an umbrella?
It was in your jacket.
All this time?
Control out.
Okay.
So, you guys are heading south on Bay Street.
Now that we're on Bay Street, we should have an idea where the hotel is. Can I see it?
Yes, absolutely. It's Bay Street. The rain's soft. The smell of the abattoir is gone. You were at the abattoir.
If I remember correctly, there's a door that we can access the hotel district.
Roll instinct. Any of you, when you hit your target heart rate, let me know.
I'm getting off on the main floor.
Indeed. Yeah, the maitre d' ignores you as he walks by, and you see him outside at the payphone holding an umbrella.
Agent Hacker.
Agent, I can't remember your name.
Fowler.
You have your cotton candy? See a spider crawl out of it onto your hand.
Well, it's doing its thing. I'll use the pit. Hail a cab. To the hotel, please.
To the hotel? Do you have fare?
Do you accept the eight-legged kind?
Mm. 11.
Add 11 to your heart rate.
I do.
Okay. What are we doing?
There's a door here that comes to the hotel.
There is, actually. It leads out the front door of Mel's Diner, actually.
So.
And that black car that almost ran you over drives by again. And lets him out.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's great.
Agent?
Agent.
Purcell.
I almost thought you were going to get into an agent spiral.
I thought so.
That's what I was going for.
I thought so too.
Regroup on the hotel door?
Indeed.
So back to the hotel floor, at least.
Yep, that's where we're all going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got them forming on point around me at the door. Room 436.
As you're walking in through the door, Rosa Dawson. Well, hello there, sailor. Nice seeing you around again.
Do I recognize her as Rosa Dawson?
Yes. She's a known personality.
Hello, Rosa. I continue on my way.
We're doing good.
The elevator, gentlemen.
The elevator? Yeah, to the elevator.
Ow, 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 ow. Everything is pain.
Ow. So you're at the elevator again.
Step inside.
So we to. Jeez.
Press the button to call the elevator.
Roll access. Sorry, roll access.
8.
Do you have an access related talent?
Nope.
This is control. Elevator is out of order.
We'll take
the stairs.
I look for a door marked with. I don't look for a door marked with anything. I look for a door, open it, and hope there's stairs.
Roll instinct. Did you add your heart rate?
Nope.
12.
12. You open the door and there's stairs.
Gentlemen.
They head down, up, and up.
We take the ones that go up.
As we...
But not the ones that go up.
Should we go up or down?
Let's go up.
Because I came... Would I remember where I came from? Because I came from the hotel room. Is there a instinct roll?
Indeed.
Oh, dear Lord.
Now you know how I feel.
Do you have an instinct-related asset?
No.
No? All right. Add 3 to your heart rate. You can roll again if you like.
I could?
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Can I remember where he came from by checking his pockets for his hotel key?
You might be able to.
That's an investigative instinct roll?
Indeed. Only roll the initial dice for instinct. Roll the extra one if you
okay.
fail.
16.
16. Yeah, this hotel key.
Ah, it was room...
438.
Oh, okay. That's great. Let's just head up there.
As we walk up the
stairs... Can I see the key?
Up the stairs, I search my jacket for the gun.
Here, let me see the key.
Did you add your heart rate?
Oh, yes.
Was I supposed to add mine?
Yes, every time you roll the dice.
I would like to use said hotel key on the first door we see.
Hello? You're downstairs at the second? Alright, I'll
be right next. I could have sworn this key would work here.
Are we on the fourth floor yet?
I searched my jacket for the gun I keep there. Nothing? Alright.
Okay, phone.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I should search my pockets for anything that I might find might find useful. Yeah.
Roll instinct.
Slint.
6666665.
Add 5 to your heart rate.
God damn.
But he, I don't think so.
And I don't find anything?
Pull out a skewer of shrimp. Smells tasty.
Wow. Why the hell would I keep that in my coat?
Why not?
Have I reached the fourth landing?
Yes.
I opened the door. I don't know. They were behind me.
Sorry, guys. You step out at the carnival.
Damn!
Where'd he go?
I'm looking for a shirt. A Sharpie? Like a pen?
Pen? Yeah, you got a pen.
I got a pen?
Best pocket.
Yeah. I read on said door. 438. And then try the key again.
You open it up into a hotel room. You are where again?
I am standing in front of the door to room 438.
He steps out.
Agent.
I start walking down.
Bring the whole crew through.
So you're at the carnival.
I am. I had no idea what she thought was going on.
Sorry,
Agent,
I look through the door. Do I see these three?
Are you still with me?
Hmm?
I see
these two.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to
walk through.
He's
walked through. He's out.
I love you so much.
And he's
and
never left your side.
Agent,
eating shrimp, though.
And
come through.
I walk through.
Where do I see him?
Exactly
he's right next to you. He's eating shrimp.
Yeah.
Good.
Eating shrimp.
Where has Agent
Purcell
gone?
I just started going through this when you called me.
I look out the window at the end of the hall. Do I see Agent Purcell?
You see the carnival.
Apparently, Kev's pretty grumpy.
He'll catch up. Let's go to room 438.
We're at room
438.
You just came out of room 438. I open the door to room 438.
There's a fellow in there.
Yeah,
looks like he's leading a religious ceremony.
What religion?
Hello, John.
You'll never take me alive! Roll force to dodge out of the way of the bullets.
I'm not going to dodge out of the way of the bullets. I'm going to leap into them and plant my lacuna device on his chest.
Set one of the dice to 6 and roll the rest of your dice for force.
Sorry, that's set one of my 3 aside and roll the remaining 2.
Cool. Okay.
Yes.
I figured you might not.
13.
But I thought it
13. Add 13 to your heart rate as bullets hurt.
Should have rolled one higher. I'd be at my target.
You saw the shelves in the hallway.
I don't know that that's a good thing, but I'd be there.
You got the lacuna device attached to him. Fantastic. What are you doing?
Do I see this happening?
More or less, you see him soak some bullets. Doesn't look comfortable.
I'm going to leap right in, I'm going to leap actually right into it and actually turn the lacuna device.
Yeah,
that'll be a force.
It'll be a force? Okay.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
I'm as well leaping.
5.
Roll force.
7.
I am waiting.
Add 7 to your heart rate, and feel free to roll again if you'd like.
Sweet. I'd love to.
13.
I reached my target.
Fantastic. You can roll as many dice as you'd like.
Oh.
Don't roll them right now, though. But anytime you need to roll dice, you can roll as many as you'd like.
Wow, that sounds like a benefit with, you know, like a drawback.
I have
a better chance of success.
But I can roll
them
again?
Right
huh?
Don't roll them right now. He just turned the device.
Okay.
So
cool.
I didn't fail?
No.
Okay.
You got it. Did you add your heart rate?
I'm going to now.
What's your heart rate? Where are you at? 90. You're in the carnival.
I'm still the carnival.
91 is my heart rate.
What's your estimation?
Back in the taxi. Pay with the cotton candy. Back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel? So, Why are you driving a taxi?
I need to talk to Alicia.
Someone has to find the agent.
Otherwise, maybe you and I are hanging out.
Three, two, one.
Can we go in the here?
Don't Tigger's go.
Currently hiding in King's room.
The personalities in the religious ceremony just kind of start dispersing. And the phone in the room rings.
I pick it up.
Dear.
All of the pennies are gone?
Yeah.
Ooh.
All of our pennies.
That's actually, like, such a small number.
I know. She's gonna buy me coffee. I get pennies.
I think
she's
you're winning on the
this
deal.
She's turning this table into a table covered in pennies.
I see.
Also,
I pick
are
it
all
up.
The books.
The what?
I pick up the phone. I hold it to our ear.
Agent.
Grace.
You can help me
take Agent Grace, Agent Fowler. Good job on neutralizing hostile personality. Well, you're in the area.
We just went through it today.
There's another hostile personality.
This is now looking reasonable.
Yeah. Kevin Johnson.
We're
looking for Kevin Johnson, aren't we?
He's not far off.
Yeah.
You will find him. Control out.
I think that might have gone into your hand.
If he hangs up the phone, I pick it up and try to requisition the gun.
Agent, stop wasting control's time. What's going on? Roll access. Ten. Add 10 to your heart rate. Roll again if you'd like.
I'm going to do the same.
Requisition the gun to yourself?
Yeah.
That one's 11.
11?
Yeah.
And it's your journey.
Your request for a gun will be fulfilled. It's on the table behind you. Okay. Control out.
We got the gun.
This phone will self-destruct.
Okay.
No,
put down
no,
the,
we, really?
Put down the gun, pick up the, or pick down the phone, pick up
I
the
walk
gun.
Downstairs.
Boom!
Well.
I've hit my target heart rate.
Everyone in the room, add 5 to your heart rate.
I'm now at target.
We're still with taxis, so.
You pull up in front of the hotel.
Yes. I grabbed
Watch
the,
it, you just about hit me.
I grabbed the cell phone that would be in the taxi.
Cell phone?
Dear, can one of us come and give you what, Willie?
Yes.
Is there your permission?
Well.
That shouldn't stop you.
I guess I'll go outside.
As you step out of the cab,
agent?
You guys fulfill them on the mission?
We have more pennies
we got
than
John.
There is jar.
Good.
We're looking for another one, Kevin Johnson.
All right.
Okay.
One John for another.
This is Kevin's roommate.
This is Kevin's
sort of... Oh, hi there.
Take it up with control when you're finished.
I'm doing well. I didn't catch
I put my wanted poster on the wall.
Oh, nice to meet you.
There, we have a jar of pennies. Nice. You don't have a jar.
Rolling
you
stage.
Have a
what are you up to?
Isn't Kevin Johnson?
Can I roll as many dice as I like?
Yeah, if they are within your target heart rate, absolutely.
Do I have to decide that before I roll?
Yes.
I got 9.
Nine. Add 9 to your heart rate.
You can tell our espresso machine went to.
If you'd like, you can roll again.
I will roll again.
We'll see. God damn it. I'm going to go to a phone and get a gun.
There's that phone just outside of Mount Diner. Sorry, roll instinct.
Okay.
I
look at the phone and reposition myself again.
14.
16.
The cab driver steps out of the cab. 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You recall Kevin Johnson as running the kitchen at Mel's Diner.
You know it's a chef over there, right?
Yeah. I'm going to shake a little bit.
Alrighty. Have fun.
I'll give Felicia.
I saw that man once.
Where is he?
Room 438.
Thank you. I go to room 438.
I'm gonna get myself a gun.
Roll access. Or as many guys as you'd like, really.
Come
with me to the diner.
Okay.
14.
Agent, accompany me.
I'm going with... What's your name?
Your requisition for a shotgun has been approved.
Shotgun? Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
It is in the cab.
Going to the cab. Oh, that might cause some problems.
Bye.
Well.
Go get your gun, agent.
Blam! Blam!
You two are going to the diner.
They're going to the
diner. You two are going to the diner? You two are going up to room 438?
Purcell?
Were those shotgun blasts I heard?
Sounds like.
Take this key if you're going to 438.
I'm going to follow the sound.
438.
All right. So you're chasing off. Roll, roll force, or as many dice as you'd like. Remember to add that last score to your beast per minute.
Right. The last one that I rolled?
Yes.
Ooh, this is going to be bad.
Where's your heart rate at?
Let's see. 118.
Cool.
So force will be... Oh, that's not bad. 7... 12.
12?
No.
Cut through an alley, come out right in front of the cab, thunk! And it starts to snow. But the cab stopped.
Cool. Can I go into the cab and get my shotgun?
Absolutely. The cab driver stares up at you with 8 eyes as you grab your shotgun. Sorry, you guys are... Who's off to room 438?
Us. And he gave me the key.
Graves and Fowler.
Graves and Fowler up to the... up to room 438.
We take the elevator.
Yeah. Elevator. Opens up. Room 438 is right in front of the elevator.
I put the key in.
You guys
I
are heading
it.
Into the restaurant, yeah?
Yes. Kitchen entrance.
Kitchen entrance. Bum, bum, bum. Is the sound you hear from beyond the door?
I'm going to go back.
Kevin, we
direction.
Have a delivery for you.
I open the door and shield my eyes from the snow.
Roll force. Or as many deaths as you'd like, I guess. You're going to target heart rate.
Yes. 14.
14. Yeah, you push through the snow. And there are far too many not-person legs in this room.
So I'm heading back to the restaurant.
You're heading towards the restaurant. It's a tough run. You just got hit by a cab.
Yeah.
Give it a second. What are you up to here?
Pushing.
He just got blasted by snow, and there's way too many legs in this room.
I pull on one of the legs.
Roll force. As it drags across your chest.
9, 11, 12.
Cool, add that to your heart rate, jump out of the way.
Okay. Well, I respond with... In the interrogative.
It sounds like the hostile personality has escaped Kevin's body. That's a less than good thing from what you recall.
Mm.
Boo!
I pull Agent Graves through and push him ahead of me.
You stumble over this many-legged thing, and it's cold in here.
He needs to get to the other side.
You get to the front door of the diner.
Great. I'm going to barge right in and with my shotgun and just shoot whatever I see with more than 2 legs.
It looks like there's a bit of a snowstorm in the kitchen, and... looks like Rose Dawson is actually trying to calm down the customers who are complaining about their burgers being cold.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. So, what do I see?
I just opened the door.
It's snowy in here. There's, it's a big creature. This is a large, hostile personality. It's not the biggest you've seen, but it's not small. And it's going to be fun. And
good.
You guys are short one lacuna device.
Did you bring that heater?
Just got the lacuna device. That's all I got.
The payphone is right there.
Outside, other side of the diner.
You can stay here. I'm going to get that portable heater.
Okay.
Cool. Roll access. Add 5 to your heart rate. Feel free to roll again if you'd like.
I break one of the legs.
Roll force. How? Just with your foot.
No.
11?
No, I seize it in my hands and I blow hot breath on it. And I wait for it to dissolve.
Go force.
Interacting with forceful force. 15.
15. And your fiery breath melts its leg.
Sweet.
Watch out on that halitosis.
14.
Get to the payphone. There's a portable heater sitting just right on
I am above target.
I am at target. I grab the heater and bring it around to the back door.
Cool.
Well, I've been blocking the door to keep anything inside from getting
shit,
out.
Shit, 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 shit. Roll force as it's bang, bang.
5.
5. Add that to your heart rate and feel free to roll again if you'd like. What's your heart rate at?
Heart rate's at 97. One 97. Below my target.
Wow. Again, with this whole one below the target thing.
I rummage in the snow and turn on the burner.
Rummage in the snow and turn on the burner?
Yep.
Icicles. The stove gives up its last breath.
Okay. All right.
And this thing lashes out at you.
At me?
Yeah. As you come back with your shotgun blaring.
Uh-huh.
Roll force to jump out of the way. Or, you know, take the hit. Take his choice.
Hmm.
I take the hit for him.
Yeah? Roll force. Where's your heart rate at? I'm curious.
165 out of 197.
Oh, wow.
Good luck. Are you outside of your target heart rate yet?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why I said over target.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Not good. 9.
9. Add 9 to your heart rate as you take the hit. Fuck! Ow!
Dear Lord.
Your lacuna device gets knocked off of you by him flying into you.
I see the
lacuna. Do I see where it goes? Do I see where it goes?
It falls under the burner.
I pick up the lacuna device.
I'm a man of fire. I pick up the lacuna device.
Both of you, roll force.
I crank the heater at the door.
At the door?
Lame it and point it into the kitchen.
Roll force.
I kick down the door and I start blasting anything that I think is hostile.
11.
15.
Roll force. All of you are adding numbers to your heart rate, yes?
Yep. 10.
10?
Yeah.
7.
Blam! You blow a nice big hole through this thing. It's about, yeah, 2/3 as long now.
12.
What were you doing?
Heater.
Heater. Yeah. Snow's starting to dissipate. Fantastic. Looks great. Palm tree springs up in the middle of the kitchen.
I was attempting to leap at and stick my lacuna device onto the thing. And
oh!
And roll a 7.
7. Add it to your heart rate. Feel free to roll again if you'd like.
I'll roll again.
Which of us has the lacuna device?
Got a 10 now.
Which one did you... who did each roll what?
Girls and 15. I. You rolled 15, I rolled 11.
You got the lacuna device.
Okay.
I'm at the 10 now.
10? Add 10 to your heart rate. Feel free to roll again if you'd like.
I see the,
Are you in your target heart rate?
I am in the 100... I'm at 107 inside the target heart rate range.
Do I see the hostile?
Yeah, the snow's starting to clear up, and... Yeah, it's really big.
Alright, yeah.
Graves,
take
it down.
I'm gonna aim and fire at the hostile.
Alright.
With that distraction, I grab one of the legs, climb up, and put the lacuna device on his chest.
Okay, roll your, force, please.
That's 10.
Is there any way I can help him by distracting
add
the...
Add 10 to your heart rate.
...other arms?
Question. Can I roll any amount of dice or any amount up to 4?
Any
outside
amount
of
dice.
My target range.
You're outside of your target range?
Yep.
Enough.
Yep, enough.
What did you roll?
27.
27. Add 27 to your heart rate, please.
Still not max.
If you pin the lacuna device to this thing, twist it. All of you duck.
I cover my ears.
I cover my ears.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Close my eyes.
And it's a kitchen. Tits are coming up.
What?
Three burgers.
I'll have the usual, Rosa.
Oh, chips.
I'll be back in a minute, Rosa. I've just got to go make a phone call.
Anything you like, honey.
I'm outside the target. I'm outside my target.
Gonna go find myself a payphone because my heart rate's getting really, really high and everything like that, and I want to get something to slow me down.
Yeah.
Control?
Yeah.
This is Fowler. Mission
control.
Accomplished.
Get to the abattoir and extract. Blam! Blood splatters on you as Rose's head explodes.
Rose's who?
Rosa, the one who said
Rosa
sailors.
Parks.
Oh.
see across the street a tall man with a dark hat and holding a gun, and he disappears into the alley.
Yeah, I still need to get to control that. Calm myself down.
And sorry, call yourself?
Calm myself down.
Oh, calm yourself down.
I step back into the diner. Agents, abattoir, extraction.
Okay.
Cool. So, you're just...
I don't know. Give me something to...
Y'all got meditation, you said?
Yep.
Yeah? Sit down and have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
I reach into...
Roll 2d6.
Well, I'll have a cup of coffee. I'll join for that cup of coffee, too.
That is a 3.
3. Subtract your heart rate by 3.
4.
You have meditation?
Yep.
Okay.
Trained by the same guy.
I reach into Rose's pocket and pull out the pack of cigs she has there.
Yeah. Nice. Miller's.
Yeah. Light one up to relax. Start walking over to the abattoir.
Cool. Roll 1d6. Subtract from your heart rate. Heading towards the abattoir.
Mm-hmm.
Cab drives by again.
I'm going to keep sipping my coffee because I'm still feeling really rattled and everything.
I contain the rattling in my chest and move towards the abattoir.
Well, you got them bullets there. Cab drives by again. That's 3 times now.
Next time the cab drives by,
no.
I shoot one of its tires out.
Is there a cell? Not a cell phone. A payphone.
Hmm?
A payphone nearby.
You just used it.
Oh, I thought we started walking towards the abattoir.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not going back.
Okay.
Is there a payphone in front of me?
Roll instinct.
No.
Next time the cab drives by, I shoot one of its tires.
It stops obediently as its tires go flat.
And you slash its tires?
Yeah.
I hop into the cab.
I follow suit.
Yeah, sure, why not?
I continue walking.
I'll keep walking.
Can't smoke in a cab.
So, cab starts driving off. Where are you guys heading?
To the abattoir.
You guys see that explosion down at City Hall? What the hell was that? You guys are walking?
Yep. Still smoking.
Yeah, I'm thinking one of his cigarettes too. I really need to relax.
Going to roll 1d6.
I'm going to be Roy to Apple.
That's a 5.
The abattoir is right beside City Hall, is it not?
Roll instinct.
Holy fucking shit, it's only 7. We have done more of this game than any other game I think ever.
Control your enthusiasm, Graves. We're not about the same.
Yeah. It's a little cut off right now. The others have it cordoned off. And he stops the cab and steps out.
This is the tire.
I follow suit.
This is the cab with no tires.
Yeah.
Are we near the abattoir?
Yeah, it's not far away.
I step inside.
Roll force.
What could go wrong? Sixteen. I'm over my max.
You're over your max. Emergency extraction. Roll your access.
I don't get to roll as many dice as I want on this, do I?
No. What's your talent, though?
Communicative.
No, we answer.
13.
You hit them on the slab, and it really hurts, and they start pumping through pumping you full of diazepam.
That sounds pleasant.
Step into the abattoir. And the cab stops behind you as you guys step into the abattoir.
What, they only special force roll?
Nope.
Hmm? No, but all of you need to roll access.
Yay!
11.
9.
9, roll again. 15.
15.
14.
That's your heart rate. 14?
15?
15. You wake up on the slab. Your heart rate's going pretty fast, but... And you... Rolling again?
Yeah.
Where's your heart rate at?
169.
Oh, you still got a way to go, you Mr. Healthy Heart.
Well, it's by a smoke. That's right. Nope. Five.
Five? Keep going.
So
are you still in your target heart rate?
Wait,
nope.
Right, so I wake right up out of the dream wolf?
Yeah.
No,
okay. Slap.
Cool.
Nine.
You look
are
terrible.
You,
yeah.
You look just terrible. You should. You need to relax. I take out the smoke. Wait a minute. How do I have this?
Three.
He's having fun.
You're gonna nickel and dime your heart to death.
Apparently.
You got so excited at the completion of your mission, you gave yourself a heart attack.
Seven.
Where the hell did I put the 5-hour energy?
See,
really?
Even if oh, if
right,
I succeed, I still go over my max.
Sorry, man. I just, you know, I'm the type that likes to get a good night's sleep.
So am I.
Five.
Why didn't you?
Six.
Because I had to be
so
up at 8
I am exactly
in the
at my max.
Father's Day
roll.
Brunch. And then I had to be at work for a 3.5-hour shift, and then I had to meet Aaron
so,
for lunch. And
the rule, the thing we have learned is don't put two
don't
in access.
Once in the same day, or twice in the same day.
Because we don't hang out often.
12.
I know. You know what? I'm going to get right up on this chest,
rate.
And I'm going to go,
okay.
No. You're just going to live. Live, damn you. Live.
And yeah, you get pumped full of diazepam as well. You
okay.
Pass out.
Okay.
Agent.
Congratulations, Agent. You've successfully neutralized two hostile personalities and reformed two horrifying criminals. Take some breaks.
That sounds great.
Done.
So that's Lacuna. With absolutely zero prep.
Did we just finish a game in an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
I do kind of feel like I need a cigarette.
Join me on the balcony. You can,
I have to admit,
you can smoke peripherally.
Pretty tense, actually. Considering you keep putting those dice into that jar, and I'm like,
he's
I
fucking with
are.
You.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
No,
yeah.
I was actually doing things according with them. I had a plan.
You involved fucking with us.
Well, it did, but there was a method. There was a method to it.
I fully understand.
This is a game about psychology, isn't it?
I'd like to see psych majors playing this together.
Yeah.
Have you not heard the playtest one?
Yeah, I saw the playtest.
Under the balcony. If it reached 21 dice in there, it was going to get really hilarious.
How many dice did we have?
16? No, 18 by the end.
Luckily, no Spider-Man for
you guys
us.
Aren't coming on up?
I am too tired to stand.
Sure.
Oh,
we're taking a break.
Find the energy.
Lived by the die fans.